told you so. There's an editorial at LifeSite News. Three people sent it to me this morning. Three people sent me this editorial. TKD, you have to read that. Okay, thank you very much. If I could just get one of you to forward my Substack around to someone else, what a glorious day it would be. Here is the editorial that people sent me. This is from Raymond Wolf, LifeSite News. The Republican Party is about to betray Christians and destroy the traditional family. I like my Substack title better, but he makes similar points. My take on this was Wombstone, Injustice Has Come, how 229 Democrats, because you can't just blame the Republicans, and 47 Republican cult of death sycophants just showed us all the permanent failure of Western democracy and why we must escape. So he writes about there's six members of the United States Senate that are supposedly Republicans. It's the usual six. You all know who they are. It's Romney. It's Susan Collins. It's Murkowski. It's, oh gosh, I forget her. It's Blunt. Well, here it is. Collins of Maine, Murkowski of Alaska, Portman of Ohio, Tillis of North Carolina, and Johnson of Wisconsin have indicated they will support this atrocity called the Respect for Marriage Act. Now, when I wrote about this last Friday and made the artwork for Wombstone, the movie poster, still an awesome piece of artwork that, even if you don't like my Substack on it, just go look at it just for the hell of the graphic, for the graphic image. TheKingDude.substack.com. This is how I began last Friday. Remember that time you decided to clean out your refrigerator and discovered that festering bowl of awesome four-alarm chili you made 9 months ago? Remember debating on whether to just lose the whole Tupperware storage dish lid and all over opening it up and trying to dump the creature from the beef lagoon into the garbage and cleaning the dish? Remember that you foolishly decided on plan B and are still trying to mask the stench in the kitchen and remove the creature residue from your hands? Well, the creature that came out of your nine-month-old chili is Congress 2022 squared to the ninth power. Now, that's where I leave off, then I'll pick up with Mr. Wolf's piece here. If you're not a mathematician or you flunked out of algebra like I did, and trigonometry like I did, well, I didn't flunk out, I got a D. I was so uninterested in math. What's that? Yeah, if you're not Schaefer and you don't know what something to the ninth power is, it's a number you can't calculate. It's like the sigma 9. You can calculate sigma 8, sigma 9, you can't calculate. 9 to the ninth, something to the ninth power, it doesn't even matter what the number you begin with is incalculable, I believe. To call, oh, Lord, what did I say? is it to the ninth, to the ninth, to the ninth? To call this bill a Respect for Marriage Act is an atrocity. It's an abomination. Now, he doesn't come to the right conclusion, though. Because he comes to the conclusion, Mr. Wolf does, that we just need to send a LifeSite News petition over there, Portman and Company, and stop the wretches in the GOP from doing this and our conservative movement will be saved once again. But as I've been telling you since 2008, can you tell me, Mr. Conservative Inc., exactly what it is you're trying to conserve? There is no compatibility with the term marriage and homosexuals. By the way, by the by, told you so. You know how monkeypox is being spread? Take a guess. You'll never guess. How is monkeypox being spread? Guess. First two guesses don't count. Go ahead, take a guess.
I know.
Maggie's going, I know, Tim, pick me. Oh, no. Better chart played. You just hate homolingual. I don't hate anyone. I'm just going to say this in context because it's appropriate and it fits. Fags. Get mad all you want. Fags. Better chart play the language. I'm going to say turn that your kids can't listen. Same way AIDS got spread. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, if you've forgotten what AIDS stands for. The same way human immunovirus was spread, HIV, primarily spread, monkeypox is spreading. You know what? I'm actually surprised there aren't more cases. With all the buggery that's going on these days in public and all the exhortation that everyone ought to be a buggerer, if you're not English, that won't offend you. If you are English, sorry, I have to use your word, your term, because Americans don't know what it means. Buggery is everywhere. Gonzalo Lira posted this on his Twitter just this morning. After the striking admission by the CDC, the corporation called the CDC, the promoters of all things pharmaceutical and cult of death, has now had to admit because they can't find any hetero white people that have monkeypox unless they got it from direct contact with a sodomite. Monkeypox is spread by men having sex with men, defying nature, and I think it's a just punishment because it's not my punishment. This is God meeting this, just as he did with AIDS. Going like, I made that part of that body for a certain purpose, and it ain't that. And if you keep using it for that, I am going to curse it. Better church, please. Now you sound like one of those wackos that hates gays. True story. The CDC has now admitted the children that got monkeypox didn't get it because they weren't wearing masks. They got it from sodomite, quote, parents, close quote. This should kill this respect marriage bill today. It should slaughter it in its infancy. It should not even be put on the ballot or put in the on the docket, on the schedule, in the august body known as the United States Senate, but they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So again, I'm going to just retreat back to where my little lonely corner of the world, deprived of millions upon millions of ears that are all glued to Jordan Peterson, who's also now throwing all you Christians under the bus, and the Ben father who's throwing all Christians under the bus. But go ahead, keep throwing your money and your loyalty their way. Well, it's not you that are listening to me. It's your friends that are doing it. Monkeypox seems to be sexually transmitted, especially among sodomites. That's men. A two-year-old and an infant now have it. Where do you think they got it from? So Gonzalo Lira says on Twitter, Therefore, it is likely these children were raped by sodomite men. Everyone knows it, but everyone is so afraid to be called a bigot that they dare not speak the truth. And then he's commenting on a previous twat. No one, even on the right, seems interested in how two children, a toddler and an actual infant, acquired a sexually transmitted disease that has been exclusively found in the homo orgy-going community. Unbelievable. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives passed the so-called Respect for Marriage Act with a stunning 47 Republican votes in the blessing of GOP House leaders, and the bill is now rapidly gaining traction with Republicans in the Senate, shocking even Democrats in the libtard media. Folks, we're on a boat. We're not on an island anymore. The island has been swallowed by the sea of iniquity, or the sea of the cult of death. We're now relegated to being on a little pontoon boat. Every institution in these United States that you might have been able to somewhat rely upon politically and morally speaking just a mere 5 years ago has now been completely and totally subsumed by the pedo sex cult of death. Admit it. Just admit it, and you're going to be better off. You might save your children. Admit it, and you might save your family. Admit it, and you will find people that are also going to admit it. Admit it, and now you're a son of Noah. You're Shem, Chem, or Japheth. You got to go out and repopulate the vagabond earth that remains. The modern world, where you could kick back and relax and take 5 week vacations every summer, throw all care and caution to the wind, they're going to find you. If you're in your little suburbia and you think you're safe because you got a Republican congressman and I'm even a conservative, that's not how this game is being played, boys. That's not how this game is being played. You know, the tragedy of all this is there are still good people out there. I meet them all the time. Good people completely and totally, if they are suspicious of what's going down, they're not tipping their hands that they are. Mr. Wolf. The bill, largely intended as a Democrats messaging stunt before the midterms, is nothing less than a declaration of war on the family and Christians and a gift to radical LGBT movement and Democrats' far-left base. Again, this is why I published it at Substack, because I can tell you what this bill really is. Go read my thekingdude.substack.com. Share it with I dare you. I know there are a lot of people that are timid. They're afraid of being discovered, of being an actual traditionalist, sacred traditional, some of you, real, quote, conservative, close quote. I dare you to share my Substack with the Wombstone graphic. I triple do dare you. Dare you. Because you know what? You're going to send it to the wrong person, and somebody's going to send you a little piece of hate mail back on. I can't believe you threw in with that bigot. I can't believe that you actually read trash like this. That guy should be locked up. Oh, I should be locked up. I'm not the one sitting out here conspiring to pump this drivel, this true hatred, into kids' heads. I'm not the one out here hoping that the next case of monkeypox shows up in a 2-year-old.